Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello everyone on VI Talk, this is Emily Davison from Fashionista, and I honestly do apologise for my absence for the last few months. I have been hugely busy with my degree, and then over the last few months I've also been arranging things for my master's degree, which I'm due to start in September. So I haven't been able to come on here and do any content for you guys as I used to. But before I get into this boom today, I just first of all wanted to let you guys know about who I am for any of you who might not have been following VI Talk since it began, and you might have not the faintest idea about who's speaking. My name is Emily Davison. I am also known online as Fashionista, that is my blog name, and I'm a writer, a blogger and a YouTuber, and I make content about fashion and beauty and lifestyle disability for people with sight loss and other disabilities. And the aim of what I do is essentially to change conceptions towards sight loss and to break down barriers that surround it. So I've been going for about 3 years now, and for the last year and a half I've been doing things for VI Talk. I have been doing a series on here called VI Frontline 101, which is basically a fashion, beauty and lifestyle series about all the situations where you might not know what to wear, and if you're a visually impaired person, how I explain kind of outfits and how you can put yourself together for events such as things like the gym or things like the Christmas party, going out to the pub, that kind of thing. So I am still going to be doing that. It's going to be a continued series, but I am now launching a new series on VI Talk podcast, which I've been in collaboration with Joe Fishwick for a while to launch it. And I have been promising this for quite a while now, but it's only been now that I can finally start it and finally get into it properly, because I've been meaning to get into it for quite a while, and now I wanted to make a boom to introduce it and to tell you what it's going to be about. So to give you a bit of an idea about what the series is going to be about, it's called Access to Mags, and this is basically a series that I'm going to start every fortnight where I pick a magazine of choice and I pick maybe 1 to 2 articles in it, and I talk about them, what they entail, I explain what the visuals are in it, so what the models are wearing, for example, what the colours of the lipsticks are like, the colours of the makeup items in question, and I basically just talk about them to try and make the magazine more accessible to people with sight loss and to make it a little bit more understandable and dimensional to people who may not have a conception of what the magazine is talking about, or indeed who can't readily access the magazine. But I wanted to first of all come on here to introduce it to you, re-establish who I am to any of you who might be new followers, and also to invite you guys to give your input into the series, because VI Frontline 101 was partly inputted by you. You guys had suggestions for what kind of things I talk about every week and what kind of content I produce, and I want the same kind of thing to happen with this. Whenever I do anything on my own blog or on VI Talk or on my podcast channel Fashionability that I co-run with Laura Legendary here on Audio Boom, I like to invite people to have their own input and own say into how things are done and to what kind of things happen, because at the end of the day I'm making content for you and you've got to enjoy reading / listening to it, and that's very important for me. So first of all, what I want to say is that this series is going to be roughly every fortnight depending on my university schedule, but I'm going to aim to try and produce one every fortnight, but I have to take everything into consideration and see how much work I've got and everything, and obviously with my own blog and podcast channel, but ideally every fortnight, and it's going to be around a half an hour episode, something like that, maybe a bit shorter depending on what the magazine articles are and how in depth I need to go with them. So what I wanted to ask you guys is, what sort of themes and topics and content would you like me to talk about? So would you like me to talk about beauty related issues or fashion related issues, trends? Would you like me to talk about lifestyle, health? Would you like me to talk about makeup looks, skincare? Would you like me to talk about the latest trends for autumn winter? Would you like me to focus on a particular article? What is the kind of content you want to hear about. I do not do celebrity content. I don't talk about celebrity sort of news. That's not really my remit. If you want that sort of thing, then you might want to go and look at Insight Radio on the Daily Lunch that's done by Jill Barkley, who's a good friend of mine, the presenter. They every Tuesday talk about Take a Break magazine, I believe. So if you want that kind of thing, then that's not going to be coming from me. That will be coming from the guys at Insight Radio. But I do offer fashion, beauty, lifestyle, etc., etc., in that kind of area. I will do anything around those topics. So what I would like you guys to do is to comment on VI Talk. I'm going to do a little Facebook post, and you can say what sort of things you would like to hear on this new series, Access to Mags. But I would also like you to tell me what particular fashion magazines you like. So do you like Vogue? Do you like Elle? Do you like Grazia? Do you like I'm trying to think of any others I can think of. Do you like Read Magazine? Do you like Look Magazine? I really want to know what sort of magazines you'd personally want to look into. I mean, for me personally, I was thinking that I would do maybe Look and Elle. I would try and do ones that have a lot of things from the high street, because I know that doing something like Vogue, where everything comes from the latest couture range from Matthew Williamson, is not going to be exactly accessible to everybody and everyone's price remit. So I'd rather do a series with magazines that come from mainly the high street and the reasonable end of things. But of course, if you want more upscale magazines like Vogue, then I'm happy to do it. But equally, if you want things like Ms, for example, if there's any teenagers listening and you want me to do something around that every so often, then I'm happy to do so. I would ideally like to have maybe 2 to 3, maybe even 4 magazines that I could alternate around and do different sort of issues where I talk about a few different articles from that or this one or that one. It depends on what you guys comment and what you guys want. Of course, there will be a bit of my own input, because I am also going to be doing the series, so I've got to be able to get the content and to be able to understand it and explain it to you guys as well, because I am visually impaired myself. But I am more than happy to take your comments, your feedback and your ideas on board when I start this series, which is going to be in the next 2 weeks. So to get involved and to have your say, like I said, there's going to be a post on the VI Talk Facebook group, and you can also comment on this audio boom, or you can post a response on the VI Talk channel. I'm sure Joe will be happy for you guys to do that, and just basically say what kind of things you like in terms of subjects and content, what sort of things you look for when you read a magazine, and what magazines you'd like me to cover. And I'll take all of these comments and feedback and suggestion into consideration, and when I do my first post, I will tell you guys the top suggestions and try and give you an idea of a list of things I'm going to cover and a list of magazines that I'm going to look at. So I'm going to leave it there for this evening, because that's obviously when I'm recording it. Comment with your suggestions, I'd love to hear them. If you want to follow me on my personal social links, I'm on Twitter under @DavisonM. I have a blog called fashionista.com, which is spelled FashionEyesta.com. I'm also on Facebook under Fashionista. I'm on YouTube under Fashionista. I'm on Instagram under @Fashionista2012. And I've also got a podcast channel too called Fashionability that I co-run, like I said. And that is Fashionability. So that's FashionAbility. We're on Twitter under @inclusivestyle, all one word, inclusive then style. We also have a Facebook page too, so we are also online and on Audioboom as well, on with our channel as well. And we're also going to be launching a website soon, and we talk about fashion stuff on there as well, and beauty, and we have different people having interviews and stuff on there as well, if you're interested. But I really am excited to get going with this series and to hear what you guys have to say about it. And thank you all very much for listening today, and I will catch you guys next time. Goodbye, guys.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.